Scott with SJ Wildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 409. We're calling this VCast. Is Elon Musk the false prophet? This is part four in a series, the stories we're going to cover that are just mind-bending. First is Elon Musk tweeted about Noah's Ark. Everything is mimicked. Everything is a counterfeit, my friends. Noah's Ark to Mars. The second story we're going to cover, bio-digital convergence, this AI government. We've been proven right on this, my friends. Elon recently did this very cryptic genocide tweet. You can't make this up. How does this fit Noahide laws? And lastly, they're burning the old system down. The Phoenix is rising. Why? And then what's the solution? So again, this is part of a series that we've been doing. 378, we're really tied to a Bible study. And then we have 379 and 381. So go to SJ Wildfire and get caught up with those different VCasts and much more. We need to think about Elon Musk. His religion, his God is scientism. He was on Jordan Peterson saying the next God just might be out of Memphis where Grok is being housed. You need to think about all the brands of X, X is 600, 666. I mean, this is an absolute wild time to be alive. Elon is talking about how he's making X potentially the next PayPal, the next payment system. I mean, the list goes on and on, bringing fire down from the heavens, landing his rockets. And then you need to think about the branding of Starlink, Stargate. It's all done by design. And Elon would not exist without government contracts, my friend. And Elon said, he basically said, you need to join with AI. You can't beat them, so join them. You're going to lose your free will because of his own words. AI and this bio-digital convergence has read-write capability. So a little context of where we're headed here. In other VCasts, you need to check out The Economist magazine, Final Days Report 309 is nothing short of bio-digital convergence, mind controlism, and I thought 396, that's where I tie all these brands together with X and SpaceX and Starlink. You can't make this up. And then another very, very important piece of this is AI is the next Tower of Babel, according to Chabad Lupovich. So they're telling you exactly what they're doing. And the first story I want to cover is, sure enough, we said the right will bring on AI government because it's wings of the same bird. It's big time wrestling. And just some headlines here. Amid job cuts, Doge, EGOD, spelled backwards, accelerates rollout of AI tool to automate government tasks. And if you follow our ministry, this is going to go to judges, doctors, just about every white-collar job. And when they launch the robots, blue-collar jobs will be in jeopardy. The attack on the U.S. Postal Service and then the joining to a private organization, potentially Amazon, they're going to launch drones. It's going to be this AI all-knowing little god that actually ties into other dimensions. Lucifer is not omnipresent right now. He has his demons, but hooking up to artificial intelligence, measuring you under the skin with bio-digital convergence, he wants to be like God. Another headline, Elon Musk wants to use AI to run U.S. government, but experts say that's a very bad idea, sure. And this story from the Wall Street Journal caught my eye. The hologram doctor will see you. The hologram doctor will see you. And these holograms are getting more and more and more sophisticated. I had that dream, the Antichrist, his head was hooked up to a quantum computer. And this is back in 2008. I didn't even know what a quantum computer was. And he showed up as a hologram that looked real. People were convinced the Antichrist was in front of them within this dream. So the technology is moving very, very fast. But Trump and Elon, we've been saying in this ministry, they are bringing in the World Economic Forum's fourth industrial revolution. They're playing their role. Let's read Revelation 13, 15. And he had power. This is the false prophet. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. So that to me tells me this is a tech giant. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And we can never forget the false prophet could just be a 100% religious figure. So I'm not saying thus says the Lord. I'm saying as a watchman, we need to watch Elon Musk. At a minimum, he's bringing in this Antichrist beast system. Now, this is why I did this podcast, this tweet from Elon. Starship takes beings of Earth to Mars. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. And if you're listening to a podcast service, there's a picture of Ark of Space and animals walking two by two into this spaceship. Good luck if you're into biblical cosmology with this. From the BBC, Musk says first mission to Mars will launch next year. Look up Devon Island. All of the attempts to go to Mars and the pictures that we received really replicate Devon Island out of Greenland. You can't make any of this stuff up. And remember, NASA, the founders of NASA, leaders of NASA, are Satanists. We did a podcast that a while ago. So I totally get false prophet vibes from Elon Musk. And one of the things that we've covered, but the gift keeps on giving in terms of watching out for Elon Musk, is he has scripted power. Couple proof points thereof. Ukraine front line would collapse if Starlink does turn off. You mean to tell me the U.S. military doesn't have satellites if they're aligned with the Ukraine to show them basic military intelligence? I don't buy it for a second. Two more stories about the scripted power that I just find humorous. Elon Musk claims SpaceX will launch 90% of Earth's rockets to orbit this year. Really? Really? From Reuters, Starship carrying Tesla bot set for Mars by end of 2026.
Well, two NASA astronauts are finally back on Earth. They were only supposed to be in space for 8 days, but then the mission turned to a more than 9 month long journey, right? ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington with details on their long awaited return.
They're working very hard. This morning, a safe return home for two NASA astronauts who splashed down off Florida's Gulf Coast after an extended mission in space.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
NASA's mission control in Houston erupting in cheers at this moment. As the SpaceX Dragon capsule arrived home with astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore safely on board, a recovery team pulling the capsule onto a recovery ship.
We're overjoyed. I watched every crew member come out of the vehicle today. Post-landing, it was great to watch Nick, Sonny, Butch, and Alexander come out of Dragon and smile and wave as they came out of the vehicle.
The astronauts had been on the International Space Station since last summer after an 8-day stopover stretched into a nearly 9-month mission. Wilmore rejected the idea that they needed to be rescued.
There's many ways to characterize it. Stranded, I don't think, is one of them because we're on the space station. Stuck is not one of them because we're on the space station. Now, had we not made it to the space station, there would have been many adjectives that you could have characterized this by.
NASA said in an emergency scenario, they could have used one of their spacecrafts docked to the station, but were waiting for another crew to relieve them. Wilmore, who has two daughters, one in college and another in high school, talked about the toll of being away for so long.
And again, I go back to the branding of Stargate that we covered, that actually Elon was not part of, is more Larry Ellison and Oracle. Stargate, Starlink, Starship. You start to see the branding, my friends, even with companies on Earth together. This is that beast system right in front of your face. Now, I saw this article from the University of Michigan. Injected computers can broadcast from inside the body. What did we see with As the Days of Noah, Devil Juice, that we've covered for the last 4 years? The nanotech, the chips in those pokes. You'll be the phone by 2030. And the thing that threw me here was this was an article from 2016. So how long have they been working on this tech? And personally, I don't think the pokes were the mark of the beast. I think it was just an operating system. You're going to have to worship an image. There'll be another step. I did a study on that. Go to SJ Wellfire and check out that study. But you're definitely defiling the temple of God that is you. People that took the poke said they had to repent and fast so that they could hear from the Holy Ghost. This is nothing short of iron mixed with clay that we've always talked about as the days of Noah. Here's another story that I had to cover about this hive mind and optogenetics, which is mind controlism. I always have said the fourth beast system of iron mixed with clay, it's not communism, it's mind controlism. It's controlling you that if you can survive this evil, my friends. So here, this is from Forbes magazine. Neuralink, this is Elon's company, seeks telepathy and telekinesis. Is mind control next? This is from Forbes. And later on, we'll talk about how they're going to sell you this technology, my friends. So again, AI, government, bio-digital convergence, being able to inject computers into you. All of this reminds me of Microsoft's 06, 06, 06 patent. You got to break from the right, left. They're wings of the same bird. They're all working together. And Elon Musk recently tweeted, we've covered this before, we are on the event horizon of singularity. And singularity has two different definitions if you search it. One is that humans will be connected with artificial intelligence. It'll be this symbiotic relationship, iron mixed with clay. And then another definition of singularity is that the computers, artificial intelligence, will surpass human intelligence. We're there, my friends. We are there. And then it even gets more creepy. Elon Musk speculates about storing all human DNA in a database. Again, this is a seed war. So a couple scripture here. This is a news ministry. All of this makes sense once you peel back the onion of the Bible. They want to hook you up to artificial intelligence. But Daniel 2, and as the toes of the feet, this is talking about the fourth beast system. The last beast system. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with mirely clay, when you start to research clay, it's humans. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And it's partly strong and partly not. I was thinking about that. I was pondering partly strong and partly not. And I'm paraphrasing. I think about people that live very, very simple around the world that don't need to be hooked up to this. So it's strong, but it's not. If you're not tied into cell phones and this, you know, computer, modern day technology, maybe this won't have much of an influence over you, my friends. And then Matthew 24, verses 11 through 13, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, this typically is talking about false teachers in the church, right? But I was thinking about this with Elon. I have a lot of people I know that are Mormons, great people, and I've had some candid discussions with them. They think you can be a god. It's the oldest lie in the Bible. Have the knowledge of good and evil. Be like gods. And even the Catholic Church, we did a VCast, and I grew up Catholic. I went to Catholic school, but in the Catholic Catechism, it says you can be a god. Now, the Catholics I know aren't taught that, but you're praying to Mary, right? You need to pray to Jesus Christ. So even the Catholic Church, in their book, they've never changed it. They've been called out. In the Catholic Catechism, it says you can be a god. I'll put the thumbnail up of that VCast if you want to check it out if you're Catholic. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean you're saved. I have some Catholic buddies that I know are saved. They are very much into the Word of God and love Jesus. They like the rituals of the Catholic Church. And I'm like, really? But false prophets in the Bible are often linked to spiritual deception, claiming divine authority or leading people to worship false gods. And Elon, his comments about AI will be a god. It could be our god. So I think he hits the mark here, my friends. His new god in the Jordan Peterson show could be in Memphis. They're elevating technology to god status, all knowing. That is key in this Bible study series, my friends. And I go back to Elon's tweet, Starship takes beings of Earth to Mars. Really? You might just end up, if you decide to get in one of these spaceships, you just might end up in Devon Island, my friends. Good luck getting to Mars. I'm not buying it for a second. All right. The next part of this VCast, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, I'm calling this. Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. Elon Musk, this is from the New York Times. Elon Musk shared, then removed a post absolving dictators for the genocide. He ended up blaming workers. Elon Musk faced significant backlash after reposting a controversial message on X, formerly Twitter. The post suggested that historical figures like Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were not directly responsible for the deaths of millions, but rather their public sector workers were. And if you follow my ministry, half of my family in Russia were sent to Siberia and wiped out. So this hits home. This sparked outrage from various groups, including labor unions and Anti-Defamation League, who criticized the post as deeply disturbing and offensive. Musk later deleted the post, but it has reignited debates about the use of social media and public influence. Now, my question is, how does his post fit Noah Hyde laws? Elon and his creepy tweet about dictators that were mass genocidal maniacs blaming the people. How does this fit Elon's views? How does this fit Noah Hyde laws? Because there is an interesting tweet thread that I want to cover. First of all, from the Palantir inventor or somebody that was involved in Palantir. Palantir is an artificial intelligence pre-crime software, AI surveillance. It's used as part of the gospel killing machine in Gaza from Israel. Why would they call their AI targeting system the gospel? It's time to wake up. And again, Noah Hyde laws, we've covered this often in this ministry, even quoting prominent rabbis from around the world, that if you worship Jesus Christ, it's off with your head because it's considered idol worship. Go back and search Noah Hyde laws on sjwellfire.com. But this is a tweet from Joe Lonsdale. I'm an entrepreneur, investor, and philanthropist. I founded Palantir Tech and other mission-driven organizations. Bad policy is what he went on to say. And I'm not sure the thread that they were talking about. But Elon goes on to say the Jewish people have and will play an instrumental role in saving America. I just found that creepy when I read that. Because Palantir is that pre-crime AI software. We just showed AI government, E-Doge, E-God, will be part of this beast system. Chabad Lupovich, AI is the Tower of Babel. And you need to think about this. This fits Final Days Report 369. Again, go to SJ Welfare and type that in. The big picture of devices blowing up that happened in Lebanon, where 30% of the people of Lebanon are Christians. We need to pray everybody gets saved. That's what I've been doing with our hijacked government. I've been praying our hijacked government, the people there get saved and turn to Jesus Christ, that they have their Nebuchadnezzar type of a moment. And then Palantir has some links to Israel's targeting acquisition system called the Gospel, this AI targeted acquisition system. You can't make this up. It's time to wake up, my friends. It's time to wake up. All right. They need to kill the creditor. Silent weapons for quiet wars. This is from Fortune magazine. Doge, or EGOT, is flirting with the third rail of American politics. Heirs could delay or disrupt benefits, a former top Social Security official says.
This morning, Musk is also raising concerns about the integrity of the Social Security program.
Just with a basic search of the Social Security database, that there were 20 million dead people marked as alive. Because they're marked as alive in the Social Security database, that they can get disability, unemployment, sort of fake medical payments, and other things. Social Security is the biggest Ponzi scheme of all time. Have you ever looked at the debt clock?
Yes.
Okay. There's our present-day debt, but then there's our future obligations. So when you look at the future obligations of Social Security, the actual national debt is like double what people think it is.
Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy responded, the Social Security Trust Fund will run short in 2033. If we do nothing, 8 years from now, all beneficiaries will be hit with a 24% cut. I have a big idea to fix the problem, create a trust fund and invest in the U.S. economy. Capitalism and hard work can save us.
But here is the scam of all of it with the Federal Reserve Bank. Kennedy and Lincoln were both killed because they printed greenbacks that had nothing to do with the Federal Reserve Bank. So the trick that they do with the Federal Reserve Bank, they will issue money with interest, and we owe a private bank that principal. It really is a scam. It's the ultimate scam, because if the U.S. government issued greenbacks or debt-free money, currency directly created and spent into circulation, it wouldn't need to borrow money by issuing bonds and thus wouldn't create debt in the process. So when they say we owe trillions and trillions of dollars, who do we own it to? This could eliminate the need to repay principal and interest to creditors, including the Federal Reserve Bank or private investors. The Fed Reserve is making money in thin air. They killed the people that were printing debt-free money. So now Elon's calling Social Security that you paid into as a Ponzi scheme. But the Ponzi scheme is the Federal Reserve Bank. They're positioning Elon as a victim, just like they did with Trump. Everybody wants to root for the victim to become the hero. So part of this is Elon Musk points finger at Ukraine for cyber attack on X that caused major outages. And all of this reminds me of the World Economic Forum. And they pulled their videos talking about cyber polygon, and the next pandemic will be this cyber attack that will attack your accounts. So that will push in this biometrics authentication system that is ultimately going to be the mark of the beast. Well, you will worship the image. You'll become part of the system. You will become marked. As X and Rumble are reported to be under attack, cyber attacks, never forget the World Economic Forum digital pandemic plan that will help consolidate power. You're watching a script. Watch how your bank accounts will be attacked. People will beg for the Mark of the Beast authentication tech ID 2020. I wrote that on a Telegram post. I mean, do you see it? Do you see this? And then we've played this before, but people are attacking these Tesla vehicles that will ultimately shut down if you're in a green zone, this driverless car. They want you in an enslavement vehicle. So the left purchased these because they think global warming is real. And now they're getting the right to purchase these. It's just the same playbook as the poke. Biden pushed it on the left and doctors and science. And on the right, Trump pushed it. They get both sides in this divide and conquer, and they move them in to the middle. You can't make this stuff up. But this is just funny. I gotta play this again.
Tesla. Going on now at the White House Tesla Auto Mall. It's the biggest sale of the year.
Very safe. It's very strong, heavy. It's all steel, stainless steel.
Come on down to Pennsylvania Avenue, just off Route 29, to get our best deal ever on a brand new Tesla.
I want to make a good deal here. They have one, which is $35,000, which is pretty low.
Get a Model 1 with a different panel and everything's computer.
This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
So don't waste your time going to those other Tesla dealerships with riots and flaming Cybertrucks. You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
I love Tesla.
You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
This is really amazing.
I just saw a bill. And it's just a bill that said that Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness. That's crazy. If somebody's going to do illegal acts and terrorize Tesla, of course they need to go to jail. Of course they need to go to jail, my friends. All right. The last section, hook you up to AI. Now, what's interesting is there's this bio-digital convergence of hooking up to AI. And I think there's a process where you have to give your free will over to be tied to artificial intelligence, as Chabad Lupovich called it, the Tower of Babel, to 100% lose your free will. You need to say, yes, I want to be a part of this. You need to worship the image of the beast and give away your free will to this process. But you need to think about different reasons how they're going to promote this entanglement with artificial intelligence. Obviously, medical enhancements, restoring vision, helping people with dementia, helping people with mental issues like depression, people that are bipolar. It'll sound sexy, my friends. Intellectual augmentation, having a high IQ, speaking languages. I looked at a bunch of videos where they were talking about this technology, and I was blown away with the comments, and a lot of it was the love of money. I can't wait to hook up to AI to make a ton of money. Prolonging life, this life extension lie, anti-aging techniques, physical augmentation, the sports love. Hey, if I can just hook up to AI, I can be a better shooter in basketball. I can run through the holes better in football. I'll be a great athlete. You need to think about physical augmentation as well when you start getting the iron in the clay as well, more for prosthetics, performance enhancement, really? Productivity, automating tax, tasks and enhancing decision making. And I'm sure I'm missing a bunch, but they're going to suck you into this, my friends. And again, I've played this three or four different times. The false prophet will have lying or signs and wonders, the Bible says. Not necessarily miracles, but signs and wonders. And if you could tell me, hey, technology can cure the blind, it's a sign. Don't fall for any of this, my friends. So let's end here and make sure you have a blessed day.
He walks around as the wealthiest man in the world, bar none. Do they like him, really?
You know, I don't like the word wealthy or billionaire or things like that because I think it's degrading. I think he's the genius of the world. And people are loving him for that. They don't, when they see me, they go crazy because I'm his mother. But they love him because of what he does and they respect him and... And I'm very proud of him.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be his mother, watching him go from PayPal to rockets to Tesla to all just one thing after another. Are you ever surprised about what he's coming up with next?
Well, every time I'm surprised, and every time I say, don't take on something else. And he doesn't listen to me. And then he makes a big change. And this Neuralink, people saying, I don't want to... something in my head. I said, well, you aren't paralyzed. Or you aren't blind.
Good point.
If you're blind and you don't want to see, then you can argue the point. You don't have to have a chip in your head. I think he's the genius of the world. And this Neuralink, people saying, something in my head. I said, well, you aren't paralyzed. Or you aren't blind.
Good point.
If you're blind and you don't want to see, then you can argue the point. You don't have to have a chip in your head. A chip in your head. A chip in your head.
Okay, can anybody tell me who in the world this guy is? The New York Times reports that Elon Musk met with Iran's UN ambassador Monday at a secret location discussing ways to ease U.S.-Iran tensions as a top advisor to President-elect Trump. Oh, look at that. Peace is coming. You know what they say about peace and security, right? For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But seriously, this whole Elon situation is getting out of hand. He is now speaking to Iran to de-escalate tensions with the United States. Like, who is this guy? I mean, this guy hasn't been elected. He's not even a United States citizen. He is just some billionaire that everybody just trusts because he's super cool and he's making robots and electric vehicles. Like, come on. And out of nowhere, him and President Trump are best friends. They're BFFs. Is nobody else seeing what's going on? I literally feel like I'm taking crazy pills. What is reality right now, guys? And I can't really even say much here on TikTok. It's more just me venting and showing you guys that article that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are bringing peace to the world. And like I just showed you guys with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, what comes after this whole supposed peace? Now, with that being said, guys, I cannot encourage you enough to establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord, to really work on your own personal relationship with him, drawing close to him, loving others around you, allowing him to live in you and through you during these crazy, deceptive times, praying for discernment and wisdom, and do not get caught up in this world. Remember, the things of this world do not have the love of the Father. Read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. We do not want to love the things in this world, trusting men who are promising these false hopes. Don't fall for it, guys. I love you all so much. God bless. Remember, the just shall live by faith. Thank you.